everybody. Today, I want to talk to you about how Jesus will heal up your broken heart. And along with that, you might get set free from some spiritual oppression, demonic oppression that attaches to that. And even physical healing. All of it works together sometimes. But I bet you I'm talking to a lot of folks out there, and you've actually lived for years and years with brokenheartedness. You can, you know, just the pain and the grief inside might have been an untimely death or a terrible loss or a tragedy or some bad turn of your life or maybe something right back when from you were a kid and it left a big open hole in your life. Could be the death of a, you know, little brother or sister or something, or the parent gone and divorce and anything. You can name it. You can name it. And the trouble is we go along through our life with that pain dragging around with us. And it flares up, you know. It can flare up. It's just like a wound in our body. It's touched that thing and we jump and get angry. And sometimes we don't know why we're angry, but we just flare up and we're angry and we're controlling and we're this and we're that. And we don't know what's going on. And it's because we're protecting that wound. And I've got good news for you here, is that the Bible says not only does God heal bodies, he heals hearts, souls. He heals the outside, he heals the inside too. Psalm 147 says God heals or mends and cures, is another way to say it, the brokenhearted, and he binds up their wounds. And the word bind is like a bandage, wrapping it up. Can you imagine that? You got something that's been debilitating you for a lot of years? Maybe a relationship that fell apart, you never got right? Man, oh man, I know so many people like that, even though they're, you know, they might have had a marriage that just was wrecked in the end in divorce or something, and they drag around that baggage for the rest of their life into their new relationship. Oh my gosh. And bind up the brokenhearted, heal up their wounds. I had some of that just from growing up. And when Karen and I got married, sometimes I would explode in anger with certain things. And what was happening was she was reminding me of my mother and the pushiness of my mother, and which I never reacted to very good as a kid. And finally, one day, I was so upset about something, and Karen said to me, "I'm not your mother." And it's like the lights went on, and I realized I was reacting to what had gone on with Mom, and I had been hurt or wounded or something by it, and I didn't get free of it until I addressed that issue down inside of me, which was in my heart. I needed to forgive her. And I needed to ask God to heal that place. So it says he binds the brokenhearted and heals up the wounds. Here's another one for you. Psalm 34, verse 18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. And the word there in Hebrew is the burst heart. Your heart is just so bursting. He saves those that are crushed in their spirit. The word there means crushed to a powder. So you might be like that. You like that. And then you got Jesus. He said about what he gives to us. He says, "My peace I give you." Not our natural peace, which comes from good circumstances. No, and that's not sufficient for a broken heart anyway. He says his peace he'll give to us. "I don't give to you as the world gives. Don't let your heart be troubled and don't be afraid." He wants to give you the perfect peace. Now, we're going to pray for you at the end of this and go through the steps. But let me just start off by saying this, first of all, that our soul inside is kind of like our body on the outside. What do I mean by that? Well, I guess if I could see my soul, it would look like me in a way, you know. But my soul, where my mind, will, and emotions are, operates very similarly to my body. How do I mean that? Well, let's suppose that you're young and you're a kid and you fell out of a tree and you broke your hip and your hip's never been right, and all your years you've been favoring it and you limp around, and maybe, or you've got a place that never healed right, and if somebody touches it, you yelp, you know, and something like that. And that's what can happen with our body, and maybe some disease or something crippling, and it's just been with you for years and years and years, and you know why you react. If you do something that triggers the pain, you yelp and stop it, and you know. But suppose that that pain is something that happened emotionally in your heart to you. Yeah, it's like you had a terrible rejection of some kind. You experienced it. Your parents broke up. You felt like a child that your dad or your mom didn't really love you anymore. And your head knows you know that now it wasn't the way it was, but your heart doesn't know that. Your heart was wounded. Your heart had a loss. They were gone now, and all of that kind of stuff. Or maybe it was a little brother or sister died or something, and you're carrying that around all these years. And man, oh man, and what happens? You know that that's what's going on, because sometimes when you think of that, you feel the pain again. Or sometimes when somebody comes too close to it, you have a knee-jerk reaction that takes over. I used to have that knee-jerk reaction when Karen and I first got married. Certain things would just trigger me, and I didn't know why. And, you know, our culture is full of talking about triggers now. They need emotional healing. Triggers. And I'd get mad, and I'd get furious with Karen and everything else. And one day she said to me, "Terry, I'm not your mother." And I go, "Oh." And it was like the light bulb went on, and I realized I wasn't reacting to Karen. She just had said something or did something that reminded me of something that had hurt me with my growing up with Mom. And I had to go and deal with that and forgive her and ask God for healing for that. And then my relationship with Karen straightened out. And so sometimes we've got these troubling memories and tormenting memories. Maybe they're right there at the surface, or maybe not, but you're coping. You're not able to enter in and be the person you know God wants you to be, because these things keep getting in the way, and you're bound up, and what's at the bottom of it is the wound. And then demonic things can jump on the wound and give you problems. Sometimes an oppression is there. Sometimes, like, I'm just a failure, and I can't, and I just hate myself, or you hate people, or you hate certain, you know, all this stuff starts to get on there, and it's actually not even you. It's unreasonable, and it's demonic oppression stuff. And sometimes it can even be a sickness or a disease that's lodged there. He's found a foothold he can work on, and the cure for that may be emotional healing. How does healing happen? How does healing happen? Well, it's very simple. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Cast all your anxiety on him, for he cares for you." And Psalm 147, "He heals up the brokenhearted, and he binds up their wounds." So what we're going to do right now is something real simple for a few minutes. We're going to pray. And it's as simple as recall in your mind a memory, like a feel, where you get a feeling, something that's a wound, some event that happened, and the feeling of pain comes up. You do that right now? The rejection, or something that triggered you the other day, or whatever, and Lord, open it up so we get down to the bottom of it. Recall that. What happened to you? The loss, the pain. Okay, here we go. Do it right now. Bring it to mind. Bring to mind the pain. Now I want you to say after me, "Lord, I ask you to heal my broken heart and take away this pain from my life as you promised, and bind up my womb, heal up this wound in Jesus' name." And check it. Go back, recall it again. See if the pain's still there. Do it again. "Lord," say this to him, "I lift to you this incident that happened. Now the Bible says to submit to God, so maybe you need to forgive someone. They did something to you. So say that while we're going on here. Lord, I forgive so-and-so for what they did, if it applies. I recall this pain right now, this incident, and ask you to heal my broken heart. Bind up the wound in me. Okay, do it again. Do it again. Lord, I ask you to heal up this broken wound in my life. My heart, heal up my heart right now. And what you'll find is you're asking the Lord to do what he said he would do. And when you come to him that way, he will do it. So now go back to it again and recall that incident or that wound. And if it's gone, you know, if that pain's gone, just move to the next one. Move to another one. Move to another one. Do it again. Okay. Now, while you were doing that, something might have happened. You might have felt kind of a weight lift off you right then. Amazing. And if you felt that, what that was a demonic oppression. He just lifted off. He couldn't stay. It had been attached to the wound. It might have been attached to the bitterness and the unforgiveness or the wound. They look for opportunities to be a foothold. And then it's amazing when we get the healing or we forgive people. It can be spontaneous deliverance. The thing goes. But maybe there's something else. So I'm going to pray over that right now. So I just say to you, every evil spirit, every demonic spirit that is attached to wounds and the resulting bitterness and unforgiveness that my listeners let go of now, you can't stay there. You spirit of heaviness and sadness and grief, destruction and affliction, you have to go in the name of Jesus right now. The woundedness, the identity problems, the spirits are saying you're a failure and you're lost and God doesn't care. All these oppressive things, go in Jesus' name. Demonic powers of oppression, leave in Jesus' name. The Lord is healing up wounds right now. And Heavenly Father, I ask you to replace that with your loving kindness. Your love, come in there and replace it. Your Holy Spirit, bring in your identity. Bring in your love. Bring in your goodness and grace. In Jesus' name. Psalm 73:26 says, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. God's strength and God's portion come into your heart now forever. In Jesus' name. The Lord begin to strengthen you right now. And any time you recall the mind or experience a reaction, knee-jerk, anger, whatever it is, ask God what it is and recall the mind where the wound is. And it says, the Lord will be close to you that are brokenhearted and save those that are crushed to powder in your spirit. This is for you. This is the Lord's deliverance and healing for you. Now we come to physical healing because a lot of times, and we know even from psychology, psychosomatic illnesses, a lot of times, a lot of people will from the heartbreak end up having physical affliction. And sometimes it's degenerated by an evil spirit, but sometimes it's just natural. It's just the broken heart of our heart system and our emotional system goes through your whole system and can affect your body, soul, and affect everything. So Jesus came to deliver us from all the works of the devil. He came to heal those afflicted by the devil. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, including sickness and disease. He went about doing good and healing all those afflicted. You know that? So I say right now, in the name of Jesus, to afflictions that are in people's bodies that are listening to me right now, heart conditions, abnormal rhythms, be healed in Jesus' name. Blood conditions, whatever you are, I see like something abnormal in the chemistry of your blood. Be healed up in Jesus' name right now. Gastrointestinal afflictions. Crohn's disease, go in Jesus' name. Proper functioning of the intestines and the gastro and digestion, come in Jesus' name right now. Right now. Eyesight. Chronic hearing and eye problems, be healed in Jesus' name. And stress. The bones, the joints, healing come over you in Jesus' name. And rebuke cancer, every spirit of cancer, leave in Jesus' name. Healing come right now. Ovaries, women's reproductive organs, be healed in Jesus' name. Testicles, be healed. Where you've been unable to conceive and have children, that changes in Jesus' name. The healing of the Lord comes. Back to digestion. Again, I see the issues around the stomach here and the valve on top. I can't remember what that's called. But you have like GERD all the time, comes up, 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 but stops in Jesus' name. Say it stops in Jesus' name. The pyloric valve function correctly in the name of Jesus. Digestion work correctly in the name of Jesus. From this day on, and the bacterial count in your upper and lower intestine be correct in the name of Jesus. Sweep over your soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete as I sit at his feet. Sweet spirit, sweep over my soul. And one more just coming to mind. I'm just following along what the Spirit of God seems to be triggering with me here is feet. Twisted. Difficult feet, triple up feet, turn, straighten, pain go, being walked properly come, in Jesus' name, and according to the word of God, Psalm 147, all connected, he heals the brokenhearted, he does, and then he binds up our wounds, the physical wounds. Thank you, Lord, for your healing today.